వందేహం
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Between birth and death, there is disease and old age. So, during birth, one cannot understand because there is unconscious stage. Till the fetus is killed, it cannot understand because fully unconscious stage. But there is life, what don't you? Otherwise, how the fetus all of a sudden gets life? But this Murah cannot see. Here, in this matter, there is no life. Therefore, many thousands of years, if you keep, it will never show any symptom of life. But, if there is life, at a time it will come to consciousness. It's like a dead man. It's like a dead man. And he's not dead. There is life. It is fetus unconscious state. So, because there is life, he may lie down in that unconscious state for 2-3 hours again. It's common sense. And if a log, wood log, is lying flat, will it come to life? Anything. But because this Murahs, they are taking that fetus has no life. Kill it, and eat it. It is dying on. You know that?
I imagine that it would soon go on a mass scale. That
no, it will go, because they are becoming more Murahs.
Yeah.
There is no intelligence. Therefore I say, that we are giving this intelligence. This is the only moment to make this Murahs into it. This is the only moment. Otherwise they are becoming more and more and more and more Murahs. So under the circumstances, if we also become Murahs, then we make the other Murahs intelligent. That is why. There are so many things. And they say, I'll begin this recitation of 6th canto. There are so many nice instructions. There are many other attempts for awakening the human society to right platform. But that basic principle is wrong. They cannot be. It is not. So this movement should be pushed very vigorously. So far we have become successful, and enemies will be always, as soon as there is something good. That is the way of material war. Even Krishna had enemies, what to speak of enemies. So many enemies, but he was powerful, he killed all them. Nobody could kill him, but there was attempt to kill him from the very beginning of his birth. He had so many enemies. As soon as Kamsa heard that his sister is now newly married, but as soon as there was some foretelling, oh, you are taking care of your sister so nicely, the eighth child of this sister will kill him. Oh, where is the child? Where is pregnancy? Nothing he became. So why wait for eighth child? Kill my sister. Long, long before taking birth of Krishna, the mother was to be killed. This is the position of this material. He became so mad, though my sister, he did not consider that she is my sister and she is just newly married, well, pregnancy, well, child, and there is a eighth child. And what will happen after that? No consideration, immediate killing. Kill her. This is the position. So, we are instructing no intoxication. So those who are flourishing by selling cigarettes and wine and liquor, they are not immediately killed. Only if the movement goes and becomes very strong, then our business will be lost. Okay. So we bad naturally there will be any business. The same thing. The consort saw that this is my sister, now she is married. So although it will take some long time, but here is the cause. So they are thinking like that. No meat eating, then all slaughter houses will close, their enemy. Although there is no such symptom, their slaughter house is going to be closed, but they think like that. They think like the same way. There is no eighth pregnancy, first, second, third, then eighth. And the child will take birth and they are thinking like that. So the modern civilization, we are everyone saying. Because there are probably no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. The whole Western world living on these four pillars. Just see our position. And the same concert way, everyone is thinking. If this movement goes on, then how our these nightclubs will go on? How our breweries will go on? How our slaughter houses will go on? Cigarette factories will go on? This is our position. So you cannot expect that we will get more many friends. That is not possible. Because the world is full of concerts, demons. So we have to struggle. In the face of so many obstacles, we have come to the standard that there is one Hare Krishna movement. It is very dangerous to the modern way of life. That much is great advance. The feeling, the pulse. Now we are meeting state obstacles. Everywhere we are meeting obstacles. In Singapore,
We went to the airport, yes. And practically they didn't even want to let us stay in the airport. We had to stay there only for 4 hours to catch the next flight. There
are
so much.
Regularly there is a Hare Krishna movement. In India, other Indians, they want to crush down this movement. So this will be a thing. Krishna or Krishna's movement, the same thing. As Krishna was attempted to be killed by Kamsa class of man and his company, the demon, it will be there. It is already there. Don't be disappointed. Because that is the meaning that it is successful. Krishna's favor is there. Because Krishna and Krishna's movement is not identical. So, as Krishna was attempted to be killed many, many years before the appearance, at the mother produces a child yearly, still 10 years, 8 years before his birth. The mother was to be attempted to be killed. So there may be attempt like that, and now Jesus Christ was killed. So they may kill me also.
I don't think that is possible.
No, I mean to say that I'm not so important man. But this is the way out. Yeah. Now, if we become weak by accepting, then that is not good. We must be strong enough. But you do not expect that this moment will be accepted. In India, the so-called yogis, Ramakrishna Mission, they are also being afraid of. There are so many. But if we remain sincere, even we are feeble, newborn, nobody can kill us. That is it. Just like Krishna, when he was 3 months old, attempt was made by Putana to kill him, but the Putana was the big demon, gigant, 6 miles long, and was killed by a small child playing on the sucking breast and sucking life. That is true. The other day I explained that my guru is accepted as good as the Supreme Personality of God. He applied it. Why? Guru Shu Naramati Archi Siladhi Archi Vishnu Siladhi Guru Shu Naramati Narati. If anyone thinks Archa Vigraha, the deities, is made of stone, made of fire, or made of something material, and Guru, the spiritual master, is an ordinary man, these are forbidden. So, why Guru is to be considered Sakshad Haritri no Samastha Sastri? Exactly the Supreme Personality. That reason is given there. The reason is that he is giving the Krishna knowledge. Therefore, he is as good as God. Even though his family members or his friend thinking, he has now become Guru. But still, he should be considered the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That reason also given there. That even Krishna was taken as ordinary man. But does it mean that he has become ordinary? Similarly, our movement, it may appear just like other movement, but because the movement is given Krishna, that is as good as. This is it. Advaigyan. It may appear to others, and there are so many movements, and the hippies have taken another say. But it is not that. It is actually Krishna. So long it adheres to the principle as enjoyed, as we have accepted. Otherwise, it is your own. This same man is guru so long he gives the real knowledge of this. And the same man is ordinary man as soon as he cannot be. Same thing, just like a stone door, when it is worshipped according to the regulative principle, Krishna. And the same door kept in the sculptor storeroom, it is stone. So if we keep our movement pure, then we are as strong as this. And as soon as it deviates from it, illegally, ordinarily. This is the situation. Now it is up to us. How to keep it pure. Then no enemy can kill us. Nobody can kill us. That purity is what? Then it is. What is that? Difficult. The purity to kill it. Follow the rules and regulations. Worship the deity. Chant Hare Krishna mantra as you have given. Then you remain as strong as Krishna. And if we manufacture some ideas, there is no. Krishna cannot be manufactured. Krishna is Krishna. Cannot manufacture another competitor of this. That is not it. Then tell you. Just like the one competitor came in the lifetime of Krishna, powder, with artificial forehand. You know that? Yes, that is my request. That this moment is actually the real moment to raise the human society. And if we create faction, then the moment will be less strong and will not act very well. So I wish that we should combine the work very vigorously when this fancy is not like this. They're just like women quarreling between themselves. You keep some women together and they'll fight. The children together, they'll fight. Dogs together, they'll fight. Saint man, why they'll fight? What is the cause of fight? Then you're degraded to become woman. Of course, the material world is such that even you give some utensil together while dealing, they want to pick up individual soul. But our cause is the common. How to push up this cause? That's soberness, man. I can give you one in a satsang. You have to put it into say. Otherwise, how do you?
We can understand that your divine grace does not want fashion.
That will get a moment.
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada, it seems that the strife is that there seems to be a difference in the way Krishna consciousness is being.
Why different?
Well, there's only one way.
No, why there should be different? The formula is there. Why there should be different?
And then someone is not doing it properly according to the.
There is possibly, there should be settler. you are not doing properly, I can say this is the room where you are doing. Otherwise,
we should work together.
Yes. What is this wrong?
There's no problem as far as distributing Krishna consciousness like that, but the thing is, they simply don't want to cooperate with the ISKCON movement.
So why?
That no one knows. They simply just don't want to mix.
That we can settle up by sitting together. Why does it?
Just like in New Zealand, originally they split from ISKCON, and now gradually you are bringing them back to the same standard again. By now you're encouraging them to build a temple and install deities. That means they have to come up to the required standard, Brahminical standard again. So why was there any need to go away in the first place? But still they won't cooperate. Now they have to do it their own way. That's the problem.
There are a lot of devotees there who are following the principles, but they're not completely shaved up, and they still wear karmic clothes pretty much. They're clean, they're devotees. And in this way, they're attracting very many of the local people that they're able to relate to them.
Sure,
they're not lowering the standards.
No, that's them. But when they are initiated, they must say. They must keep to the standard. If one becomes initiated and they still keep the hippie form, that does not work. Do you think it is all right? No, that's not good. So long they are coming as outsiders, joining kirtan, they may have their own dress, it doesn't matter. They are coming to kirtan, that much is all right. But when they are to be initiated, they must follow the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master.
So,
otherwise they should not be initiated. It is a simple thing. Let them go on chanting, taking prasadam, But when they are to be initiated, they must follow. This is the clear separation. Don't want to disturb them, let them come, chant, dance, take prasadam, swim, no abuse. But don't recommend them for initiation, unless he agrees to the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master. Where is the wrong? Where is the difficulty? You can talk with him like that.
I think they only feel that because...
No wrong feeling. If you, when you are surrendering to the spiritual, Shishtasthi Yamsa Dimam Prapannam. Find out this. Tadbiddhi Pranipatena Parikrishnena Sevaya.
Tadbiddhi Pranipatena Parikrishnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Gyan Gyan Tadbuddhashana. Distract them on the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
We have to submit. We cannot remain intimate. That is the first condition. Shishya means voluntarily accepting the rules offered by the spiritual, that is Shishya. Yes, I agree to abide by your order. Then he becomes Shishya. And then what is the question? I am thinking like this, I am thinking. So long you are thinking otherwise, you don't try to become a Shishya. You remain outside. And you are welcome. Chant, dance, take prasadam. And remain in this world. But when you become Shishya, then you cannot remain in this world. This thing convincing. Then you don't become Shishya. Remain as friends. There is no harm. many people they come.
So that point of initiation means that you're prepared to do something more than simply chant and eat for sure. And there is
still a little happy contact to the Jews and the Christians, and all that the Christian must be doing as they
are. I think it is pretty clear to me, Prabhupada. Just for clarification, they're working, they have a store on Maui. Devotees have a very nice store. They're distributing foodstuffs to all the other stores on the island. And they're working a lot within the society with the economies like this. So their thinking is that if we shave our heads and wear robes and like that, then it will, they will not look at us as friends.
We can't initiate them. Officially, don't charge. Who is for everything to charge? You can chant, you can dance, you can do the sala.
Can they actually say that the Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is my spiritual master if they haven't accepted all the instructions? Can one actually say that my spiritual master is such and such person if I'm not following all of the instructions?
What do you use of one that I'm spiritual master? You have not accepted him, spiritual master. What do you use? False covenant. Because you say that we could not accept that question.
One of the differences that first sprung up between the two groups was that one group was going out when you was saying go out and distribute the books profusely. So they were going and distributing, and they had various means of doing it. Some were not so good, but still the books were going out. Then the group that split away, they were saying, "Oh, you're disturbing the public by this method of book distribution." This is what happened in Australia, one temple in Brisbane. They became very much against the Sankirtan methods, and as a result, they gave up the Sankirtan program altogether, and then went to live on farms like this, and they left the temple, and the temple was finished. So like this, they were saying that we're still following Prabhupada's instructions, but they were saying that the devotees that were distributing the books, they were not following instructions like that.
The Divine Grace has said that it is to be full. And why do you say that?
Well, their idea was that because sometimes the public is becoming disturbed by the book distribution, then therefore it's not being done correctly, so it should be stopped.
Public may disturb, but we are calling our own course of action. It's not obligatory. We are requesting you take this book. That is not obligatory. If you like, you can take it. If you don't like, don't take it.
I think that.
So, their idea was that we shall do some public relations, like he's saying with this store. They prefer to try to spread Krishna consciousness by public relations. Give good impression, and then people will come.
Then you are dictated by the public, not by the dictation of the spiritual. Spiritual master has an order to distribute books, we shall do that. That is obedience. Now the public message are not to get this public option. But my duty is to be a spiritual master, I said, I must tell my person. Spiritual master has not said that he must sell so many books daily. He has not said that. So everyone may try his best. That's all. the public may say or not say, it doesn't matter. But if you want to please the public, public says that you done it, okay, I am very much pleased. I see you done. So I have to do this. Then what is the use of making a spiritual master? Public, they have got their wings. How do we know? Please. Then we have to follow our wings. That's how this is. Well, it's a question. The public will be pleased like this. Public may not please. Don't care.
Our success is in the spiritual master's pleasure, not the public's pleasure.
Huh?
Our success is in the spiritual master's pleasure,
yeah,
and not the public's pleasure.
Yeah. That is bhakti. Otherwise, why is this success other than that person from our own country? You haven't got to please someone who really has success. You simply please me. That is Krishna.
I don't think that the devotees who fashioned off were against book distribution. I think a little bit was that some of the devotees were using very, very forceful tactics and trying to give people books and take their money, and people were becoming very offended. That is not what you want.
That's all right, but don't give up the book distribution.
Yes.
This is what happened. The temples fell down, the devotees went away, the ones who were distributing the books went on and distributed more books, became more expert, so that the public were not so much disturbed, and still they're distributing books. But these people who fashioned off are not distributing books even now, 2 or 3 years later. So it was simply actually a question of fault finding more than earnest desire to please the spiritual master.
Discuss.
All glory to Srila Prabhupada.